That was a scripture you must have this morning. And I know the enemy don't want you to have it. I don't even think I wrote it down, but I'll find it. Just give me a minute. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You have no idea where you're about to go this morning. We're dealing with these angels. And the Lord's going to show us how to deal with them properly. But there's a scripture I want to get you to that there was a war in heaven, okay. Maybe it was in Hebrew. Let me see. Yeah, it was Hebrew. Look in Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 2. Now, this is somewhat virgin territory to the body of Christ. Okay, you heard that? You know what a virgin is, right? Virgin is virgin territory to the body of Christ. But the Lord is about to expand your life today. Places that you thought you couldn't go going to be easy to walk into. Right? There's a large portion of the spirit world, and I'll speak prophetically this morning, not apostolically, prophetically. There's a large portion of the spirit world that has not been activated properly. A large portion of the spirit world, the believers, by lack of knowledge, have not accepted or activated that realm of the spirit properly. Listen now, listen, listen. This morning, God wants to reveal to you ways of activating that realm of the spirit. And when you do, everything's going to change. This second verse here in Hebrews 13:2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. For thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Now, suppose, and well, I'm going to use another word, and accurately, God teach you how to entertain angels in what you have not been doing. We emphasize on prayer. We emphasize on meditating the word. We emphasize on going to church. Could it be possible that some things the Lord wanted and want to do for you, you were unaware of the fact how he was doing it? We respect the Holy Spirit. We respect that God is a spirit. That's right. We respect that the word of God is spirit and truth. But is it possible a large portion of the spirit realm in the body of Christ has been left out? Is it possible that in this generation, this culture, that we in the body of Christ will have to be the head of the pack? Is it possible that angels, spiritual beings, supposed to position us in position that we can't get by ourselves? Are you listening? Well, let's sit down a few minutes. Is it possible that you prayed and God sent an angel to help you, but you didn't have enough faith to receive him because you had not been taught? Now, I touched on angels in the years past, but this thing is apostolic and prophetic to the church, the body of Christ. I see on YouTube, as I teach about angels, they're coming in now, thousands are coming in. People want to know, is there something else? Is there something missing in my life? Yes. You may be seated. And you don't miss this subject. I remember when I went to the supermarket that morning to get some fruit for Carolyn, and that God gave me the word money cometh. I remember how he did it. You're going to have to be listening this morning. Angels, miracles, cometh to the body of Christ. Angels, come on. Say angels, miracles, cometh to me now. Angels, miracles, cometh to me now. One more time. Angel, miracle, cometh to me now. Now listen to what I'm saying. In this teaching, you're going to recognize it. You saw that voice? Go back to that voice. Unaware. Entertained angel, unaware. You saw that, right? In this teaching, you're going to be taught how to recognize that I have supernatural beings that God has sent to me to handle this situation. From this morning forward, you're going to expect angels. Now, notice this. I'm going to take you to the voice and show you something in a few minutes. And should I tell them now, Lord? You are trying to fight against evil angels without the real angel. Come on. Wow. They are satanic angels. They fell. One third fell. And they're the one giving us all these demonicus problems. And they're supernatural evil. And your church membership is not going to be able to handle them. From this day forward, you will have divine angels or sister. Your prayers are about to fly. Your decrees, your declaration are about to fly. Because you're going to have supernatural holiness handling supernatural evil. Yes. the demonical attacks that have been on your life by a fallen angel will now be met by a real angel to stop their flow. Angel miracles cometh to your life now. Everything that's been holding you down, everything that's been holding you back, you pray it 2 hours. Your prayer is an hour. But it seems like you can't get to the flow. It's over. I need you to get to the position this morning. I need you to give you enough information to entertain angels and to expect angels manifestation supernaturally in your life. And with your cooperation. And with your recognition. You have to recognize to cooperate. They were manifesting here this morning. They are a large part of the spirit world that God has sent to take care of his children. I'm sure your scripture, you'll see a lot of scriptures there. So just think about it. I want to think about it a minute. Is there something you're trying to make happen in your life and it's not happening? Is it possible? I need more spiritual help. The Holy Spirit is not jealous of an angel. Angels are not jealous of the Holy Spirit. They are a divine team in the spirit realm that God has sent to us to help us be who he wants us to be. Just think about in your vocabulary. How much have you talked about angels? How much have you said to angels? Solomon in the house. Now his presence, the angel's presence is going to be in here this morning. You might feel somebody touch you. Oh my goodness. Because they're in here to help us this morning. They're in here. I hear the word, you might write it down. Promotion. There's divine promotion in the house today. What I said? Divine promotion means that nobody can stop you. Places you've been blocked, places you've been stopped, is over if you're hearing what the Spirit of God is saying to you today. The Holy Spirit is saying, recognize your angel. I said, the Holy Spirit is saying this morning, begin to recognize your angel. Things are about to get better. Let me say it another way. Blessings are about to flow like never before. I say bless. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Blessings are about to flow like never before. And you're going to know how to receive it because it's not going to be natural. It's not going to be normal. It's going to make regular church people nervous. You're going to be blessed so much. In the name of Jesus, I pronounce angel blessings on your life right now. I decree everything that's been held back from you is turned loose up in here this morning by extra spiritual power being released on your life. You're going to entertain angel. Aware that they're supposed to be there. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right, sit down. I'm going to show you something. Angel miracles cometh to the body of Christ. Now come to the whole body. What do you mean by that? You have to have some revelation. You have to have some expectation. You have to have some understanding that you don't have to see everything. Something gonna happen, you're not gonna be able to explain it. You're not going to be able to put it on paper. It's going to happen supernaturally. Angels are going to come and carry you some places you've never been before. You understand? You understand? There's some things going to happen in your life you can't explain. Let me say this. This will sound real good. I'm going to say it. And then I want you women to catch on to this too, because I'm talking to everybody. Some things gonna come in your life you can't explain because you're not just a man. Your supernatural privileges, doors are being opened in your life right up in here this morning. You about to see things that you never seen before. You about to hear things that you never heard before. You about to do things that you never done before. You about to go places that you've never seen before. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let me take you on a little travel. Let me take you on a little journey. How powerful this journey was. At Jesus' birth, God sent an angel. The angel ministered to Joseph and Mary. The angel preached to Mary till he convinced them. And Mary said, "Be it to me according to thy word." So the angel preached to her. She was in doubt because you're talking about having a virgin baby. But the angel had enough anointing to teach her and to preach to her until she surrendered. Could it be there are some virgin birth in the spirit waiting on you? And you couldn't let it in until you understood the ministry of angels. You're looking for the Holy Spirit, but God sent an angel. The same spiritual team along with Jesus. How is this message, my brothers and sisters, going to make a difference in your life? Because angels made a difference in Jesus' life. Yes. At his birth, right? Yes. All right, what about at his grave after he got killed? Yes. Who was that? Yes. Who rolled that stone away? Yes. If Jesus needed the help of the angel, why the church think they can make it without him? Now, my brothers and sisters, angels' miracles. I woke up this morning. I had outlined and worked all the week, and I woke up and the Holy Ghost says, angel miracles cometh to the body of Christ. What do you mean? And your miracle cometh to the child of God who knows how to entertain angels, who expects the supernatural to be on their lap. Hear what I hear the Spirit of God say there. Your days of explaining is over, and your days of obtaining has come. You're not going to be able to explain this life. You're going to be so blessed. Because you're about to turn them angels loose. You got to talk to them. Angel, handle this for me. So that thing going to happen in your life, my brothers and sisters, from this morning forward, coming to the body of Christ, we're coming to our full grip of our spiritual forces. See, we left a large part out. We left probably a million out who God sent on a mission for us to cause supernatural things to happen in our lives. To cause, like that boy's sight. I'm still believing. He gonna see. Oh, yeah. Any minute. Any minute. Sit down. I'm going to show you something. Give me a little time this morning. Lord have mercy. These fallen angels, I want to show you something about these fallen angels. Go to Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And there was a war in heaven. There's a war down here too. How many of y'all know there's a war down here? How many of y'all ever in your life had a war? The rest of y'all did. If you're in this world and you're a human being, you've been in a war. Just suppose this morning God is putting extra help in your war. Help that will cause you to win every time. I want you to see what happened here. I want you to see the enemy got his angels out and the church got her angels locked up. Could it be this morning that you're going to release your angel in the name of Jesus? There are some things you took. Watch this, what I say now. There's some things you have took in your life, you won't have to take them no more. May your life be flooded with angels. Good God Almighty. May your car, your house, your yard, your bathroom be flooded with angels. Protecting you. Got their hand on you. Hell can't touch you no more. I I believe it's got disease blocking angels. I just heard that. I believe it got lack black blocking angels. Now, if I say this and y'all don't get it, I believe all y'all about to fly. Flying with the angel. Flying with the angel. It's your divine right. Now, this is not going to sound too holy. You've been on your knees too much. It's time to get up and fly some. Your knees put you in a flying position. You stand on your knees too much. Get up and fly. Woo. You can't fly on your knees. You got to get up. The knees are the primer. But the body of Christ needs to fly and need to show this world that our God is bigger than anybody else. In order to do that, you got to be blessed. Now, you can get ready for angel miracles. Because he told me, just like he told me, there's money coming. He said, angel miracles cometh to the body of Christ. Angel miracles cometh to me now. Say it. A lot of your sinful ways going to be flushed out of you. The angel going to flush it out of you. You're going to be in a brand new flow. Healing angels. Health angels. Financial angels. Talk to me up in here. Money angels. Wealth angels. Health angels. I need you to tell two people my regular days are over. Sit down. Let me make a statement for you. Make a statement before I finish reading this word. Sit down. Before I finish reading this scripture. Oh, man, I want to scream, man. I'm so happy for the body of Christ. I'm so happy for this blinder being taken off our eyes. You understand what I'm saying? I'm so excited what's gonna happen to you from today forward. See the Holy Spirit coming in now. The Holy Spirit coming in and working with the angel. The Holy Spirit gonna start revealing angels to you more. You in a new position. You expect an angel miracle, which is not normal in the body of Christ. Sit down. Now, before we finish reading here, there was a war in heaven. Right. And the Lord had to kick some of the angels out. Now, if there was a war in heaven, there's a war down here. And we're warring against fallen angels, demons, Lucifer, Satan. Would it be good if we had somebody with us that have whipped them already. Isn't this wonderful? You're not going to just be praying from now on. You're going to be saying. You're going to be speaking to your angel. And hell angels can't whoop heaven angels. We in a war down here. And the hell angels and the heaven angels are down here. And if we always talk about the hell angels. What's Satan doing? The devil's a... No, let's talk about heaven angels. So heaven angels can whoop the tail of hell angels. Y'all, I'm preaching, y'all. I'm preaching, y'all not listening. You're being put in a position. I don't have to fight the devil. The devil already defeated. I turned my angel loose. I'm about to read a scripture. Who do you think threw them angels out of heaven? The good angels. So if the good angels could throw them out of heaven, yeah, he can throw them out of my life. If heaven needed help, I'm down here on earth. I need him. Now recognize, saint, you're not here by accident this morning. The Lord led you to come here. And recognize your life is being put in a new position. None of your walls, WARS, will never be the same. You're going to pause and talk to the Holy Ghost, talk to Jesus, and talk to your angel. Hallelujah. I almost want to say to you, if you're listening, the war is over. Just like they kicked them out of heaven, they're going to be kicked out of your life. By revelation, knowledge, anointing, and wisdom. Angel miracles, I received some. Angel miracles, y'all get ready for this. Angel miracles are falling for you right now. Oh, Jesus, come on here. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Angel miracles are falling for you right now. Oh, Jesus, come on. Oh, my, thus said the Lord. Some things you couldn't straighten out are about to be straightened out. You, let me see, can I say it another way? My brothers and sisters, you about to make some unexplainable trips. Why would I say that? In God's goodness. There are some good places you couldn't get to. But the angel's about to bring you there. Y'all too unexcited for me. Jesus Christ. This revelation coming to you, this revelation and anointing, revelation about angels, and angels anointing is being released on you. And you think you're in the same position. You think you're just at church. And the Lord is revealing one of the greatest revelations ever came to the body of Christ. angels' miracles coming to the body of Christ. Angels' miracles coming to me now. Things gonna happen to you you can't explain. I'm open to angels' miracles. Say it. Angels, bring the miracles on. Oh, God, don't get you into boy. Look, what? What? The angel heard you say that? Oh, them angels clapping hands, dancing, flying around. Whoa, I got somebody in the earth realm going to receive my ministry. Here's what the Spirit of God is saying. This is the answer to your next step. You believe in God for certain things, right? Aha,
yes,
all of them coming open right now. The angels are going to work on your case right now. You know why? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He had come to God and believed that he is in the room. Now you have faith for an angel. Angels are waiting for somebody to have faith for what they can do. Nobody can hold nothing back from you no more. You're working in another realm. You're working in another level. There's some things that are about to be kicked out of your life. Trash been holding you back. You're going to sense a greater freedom after the day. You're going to be in a room physically, you're by yourself, but you know you're not by yourself. Some other being walking in this room. They ain't here now. I feel, whoo, my goodness. Whoo, my. The angel said, preach, Leroy. I want the angel. See, I've been wanting to get loose. The angel said, preach, son, preach. He. They up in here now. You know what they're doing? Healing somebody. All online. You connected because you decide to connect. Watch what I say now. From this day forward, yes, listen to me very carefully. Nothing is impossible. But he said, be still and know that I'm God. Don't get nervous because it's not changing right away. Don't get worried. It got to change because you, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the angels are over it. In other words, we're putting in the body of Christ the spiritual help that had been left out. Angel. Sit down now. Let's read this. Tell the person next to you, my angel going to work for me. Tell somebody else, my angel going to work for me. Don't just sit there when I tell you to do something. I'm trying to put something out. I'm trying to release your faith. I'm trying to release your faith. Release your faith. Release your faith. Ain't no good for me preaching if you're not going to release your faith. I got a lot of businessmen and women listening to me. The angel is about to be released on your business. Your contract going to get bigger and bigger. Let me say this. That house you wanted coming to you now. It ain't too big. It's not too big. What is too big? I never heard this before. I hear the Spirit of God say, you're going to have favor in all flavors. I heard the Spirit of God. You're going to have favor in all flavors. Your days of being a regular church member is over. Because you're going to be walking with your full spiritual package. Word of God, the name of Jesus, huh? The Holy Spirit anointing, and angels. I'm telling you, the angel is a thing that's been missing. We have entertained angels unaware. But now the awareness of angels anointing is upon you. You expect something out of the ordinary to happen in your life. Angel miracles coming to the body of Christ. That's why I'm telling my boys, they can't preach on angel one Sunday. They got to keep preaching on it. Preach on it till we run out. Until God, and you know, never run out, but God just said, that's enough now. They're not going to get it one service. They're not going to get it two services. Because they've been held back from it so long. You ready to shout? You want me to tell you what I just heard? You're about to have an angel breakthrough. I never heard that before. Every person under the sound of my voice, you are about to have an angel breakthrough. That thing looked like it wasn't going to work for you. You have a breakthrough. You can tell him, God, I want my angel breakthrough. I mean, God loved this. God loved for you to move to another level. You just talk to him and say, yeah, I heard you. Now let's see them kicked out of heaven. And they're down here, them demons. And then God sent the other angels to protect us. Then Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, there was a war in heaven. There's a war down here too. Right? Y'all know there's a war down here, right? There was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angel. See, it's two set of angels. In that voice, you see it? You see it? Y'all looking at it? Y'all saw it? Look at it. I'm looking at my grandson. Y'all looking? Look at it. I want them to see. There's a war going on. There was a war in heaven. Micah and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angel. See that? And prevailed not. Neither was their place found in my life anymore. That means demonic angels that have been fighting against your life have no place no more. Now listen, you never heard that before in your life. Look at me. Look up here. You never heard that before in your life. Demonic angels have no more place in my life. You never heard that. you cannot stand up against supernatural evil in the natural. Ungodly angels has to be met with real angels. I'm told, scripture-wise, God don't let you go nowhere without your angel. But the first text we read, we got angels unattained or unentertained. They're there, but we never say nothing to them. That's over, isn't it? Look at verse 8. I like the first three words. Just like they had no more place in heaven, and heaven is on the inside of me, they have no more place in my life. And prevail not. You see that? Neither was there any place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, was deceiving the whole world. He was cast out into, oh my God. Where he was cast out to? Where he at now? And his angels was cast out with him. Look at verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God. And the oh man, I got to read that verse over again. Y'all better start underlining. Listen. This is what's coming to your life this morning. Listen, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice. Oh, loud voice. Come on, make a loud voice. Come on, open your mouth. Oh, I say open your mouth up in here. Make a loud voice. Oh. Y'all ain't saying nothing over here. Oh. Y'all holler at them football game. Holler when your favorite band playing. Why you can't holler up in here? Why you so nice and prissy up in here? Why you, every now and then you got to get loose for God. You imagine somebody walking by this church and say, my God, what's going on up in there? You holler at the football game. I mean screaming. That's what I'm talking about, boy. I don't know where my other holler was. He's not here. That boy holler all the time. Where you at? He ain't here. You need to be here tomorrow and help me holler. Let me stay at home. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven. I'm in verse 10. Now. I like that word. You like that word? Now it's come salvation. What else come? And strength. What else? And what else? For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And look at verse 11 now. Look at verse 11. Look at verse 11. Verse 11. You about to get out of something. You about to leave something down. You about to walk on something. You about to break through. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony that they love not their life unto death. Therefore, Rejoice, ye heaven, and you that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he had but a short time. But he ain't going to be whooping on me, because I know a secret, that I got heavenly angels, what threw them out of heaven can throw them out of my life. See it? You see it? I sat down these last few minutes. You're going to take some notes. First note I want you to take is knowing how to stay under the protection of angels. Knowing how to stay under the protection of angels. Secondly, keeping your fallen angel under your feet at all times by the supernatural help of holy angels. I'm going to go over it again. Keeping fallen angel under your feet at all times by the supernatural help of holy angels. And then the Lord had me to put in my notes, look at this reverently. Let the revelation of angels flow in your life now. Hear Jesus speak to the angels of the church through the Spirit. Now, I want you to hear this real good so you can check yourself. If you're not going to apply this word, you know you're not going to receive the results of it. Through ignorance, angels have been held in bondage of their assignment. The church has held them in bondage. The church, the pulpit had not really opened the angel like they should be open. Knowing your divine rights to be sealed by angels. Your life be sealed by angels. In other words, the enemy can't break through. Listen to me. Saved by Jesus, sealed by the Holy Spirit, and secured by angels. Saved by Jesus, sealed by the Holy Spirit, and secured by angels. Listen, knowing how to yield to the stirring power of angels. When angels move on earth, they stir heaven up. Angels even stir God up. Angels stir Jesus up. Angels stir the Holy Spirit up. Now angels gonna stir you up. I'm not by myself. So write this as a note. Tapping into the supernatural stirring power of angels. I got 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7. Let me see what it says. 2 Timothy 1, chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Tapping into the supernatural stirring power of angels. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, but I put it on my hand. Go to the next verse. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear. See it? But of power and of love and of a sound mind. The things you've been scary of. The thing that you, even though you're praying, but you're scared this might happen, you're not going to have that scariness no more. It can't happen now. It can't happen. Because you're fully equipped now. I tell you what I heard. Demons can't whoop dreamers. Demons can't whoop dreamers. You know, you got these stupid people out there preaching against prosperity. Call it prosperity gospel. Are you crazy? We're supposed to have it. I'm going to preach in the money coming in the prosperity revival, the wealth transfer. Money cometh, call for the wealth transfer. The world folks got your money. You going to take your money back? Oh, that's sad. Y'all don't even believe me. Wealth and prosperity belong to the church. It don't belong to the world. They want us to preach broke and teach that old crazy stuff. That ain't God. Jesus Christ. The angels are crying, loose men, let me go on your behalf. Loose men, let me go on your behalf. Be sure you're aware of angels' ministry. Listen to this real good, but something about to happen to you, all right? The blocking point of many miracles in your life is angel ignorance. The blocking, oh my. In other words, you're about to get some miracles, right? Say, I'm about to get all my miracles. Tell somebody. Tell somebody I'm about to get all my miracles. The blocking point of many miracles in your life is angels ignorant. Holy Spirit, teach me and anoint me to yield to the revelation and power of angels now. Holy Spirit, teach me and anoint me to yield to the revelation and power of angels now. Now, who in you didn't say that? Who in you set it up in here? Did not say that. I would ask you to leave. Because you're not understanding what this is. I'm not, see, this is my whole life. I'm not going to let you wear me out. You're just going to sit here and talk about you've been to church. Don't even call my name if you're not going to. Don't call my name because I don't want nobody to know I'm preaching to you. And you're living a life like that, and I want nobody to know. I don't know you. Because you need to be getting this. Now I'm going to say it one more time. Holy Spirit, teach me and anoint me to yield to the revelation and power of angels now. He heard you. He'll train you through dream, vision, revelation. You'll be reading the scripture, it'll jump right out on you. Our insight, our understanding, our enlightenment. Are you following me? Yes, this is what it's all about. This is the kingdom business. The kingdom business is to train kingdom children how to flow in the dimensions of God. I'm almost through. But you've heard more than you heard. And you've been placed in a position here this morning to expect angel miracles to come in your life. And the angels are ready. For you got faith for it. Permitting angel ministry to operate freely in my life to honor the plans of God. Permitting angel ministry to operate freely in my life to honor the plans of God. Angels' miracles cometh to the body of Christ. Put this down. Let the angels flow. John chapter 5, verse 1 through 4 is a revelation that there are healing angels and held an angel. You remember that man was standing by that pool, He says, an angel come down. And when the angel touched that water, anybody who step in next get healed. Your healing angel is up on you. Your health angel is standing right around you. Now you're going to release you. Health angel, I release you. Healing angel, I release you. Now, in the name of Jesus, have your way in my body. If he can put healing in that water, he can put healing in my body. Look at that fifth place. He said, anybody who stepped in there, God said, after the angel was there, oh, I know you're going to like this one. Permitting angels to get you out of a tight spot. I don't know if you ever been. I've been in some tight spot. Huh? But from this day forward, I know how to get out quickly. Permitting angels to get you out of a tight spot. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Almost want to say my tight spot days are over. Because I know what to do. Be still. There are angels assigned to all churches. We're going to get into that in Revelation. They want to say he was talking to a pastor, but he wasn't talking to a pastor. He talking to an angel. All churches got an angel. Then after he talked to the angel and told the problem what they need to straighten out, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Seven times, he spoke to the angel first. And read that church characteristic out. We'll get to it. There are angels assigned to all churches, but many are not being used for a lack of angel revelation. And what part they're assigned to in kingdom government on earth. Revelation 5:11. Revelation 5:11. I'm going to close that. Behold, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000 and thousand of thousand. Go to the fifth verse, Revelation 5:5. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. We're loosing angels in here. See, my angel is loose to cover my life. The angels are designed to stir you up in the plans of God. You have the right to let the angels stir in you now. Oh, I got to get this to you. I don't care if it's an hour. I got to get it to you. Being unaware of the ministry of angels, is a large spiritual mistake.
Yes.
Knowing how to respect your angel is about to change everything in your life. In Luke 1:10-20, because I'm trying to get rid of these notes, David said, I'll take them notes back home. He prayed and the angel was sent. Luke 1:10-20. I give invitation to visitation of angels in my life now and from now on the rest of my life. Let me give it to you. I give invitation to visitation of angels in my life now and from now on the rest of my life. From now on, keep your doors open to angels and their ministry. Listen to what he said here. I ain't taking this home. This is a divine upgrade for the people of God. This is a divine upgrade for the people of God. Holy angels are designed to stop fallen angels. May the force of angels change your life and take you into deeper spiritual power. Stand up. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. I'm going to give you this prophetic word and close out. The revelation and power and protection. Let me say it again. I want you to hear it. The revelation and power and protection of angels from the beginning and ending of the work and plans of God are so strong and clear in the revelation of the Old and New Testament and the end of Satan and the system of his satanic power. God uses the ministry of angels to shut the whole system down in the book of Revelation. And God is using angels to shut Satan down in your life today. May there be a flood of angels in your life to protect and provide supernatural blessing on behalf of the spiritual team from God. Jesus and the Holy Spirit is saying, let the angels come on. They are part of our team. Lift your hand and praise God for a few minutes. Praise God for a few minutes. Thank him. Tell him thank you.